Imagine stepping outside in the middle of a sweltering summer day wearing, well, head-to-toe latex. Sounds like literal torture,
Well,
right?
yeah, you'd be sweating before you even hit the sidewalk.
Right. But today's custom deep dive is going to look at how an Austrian brand is trying to make latex your go-to everyday casual summer streetwear.
Yeah, we're examining the modern evolution of menswear latex, specifically through the lens of the Ardor and their new capsule collection. We're pulling from their direct storefront data in a recent fashion review.
Exactly. And whether you are a dedicated streetwear enthusiast or just, curious about how niche aesthetics cross into mainstream fashion, this exploration is going to challenge what you likely assume about restrictive clothing.
It really is a massive shift in garment construction. We're looking at how a highly specific, notoriously restrictive aesthetic is just being fundamentally reimagined.
Okay, let's unpack this. Think about heavy leather for a second.
Oh, right. Historically, it was strictly niche biker gear, like
Yeah.
stiff, heavy armor.
Exactly. But once designers figured out how to mill leather thinner and softer, it made the jump from armor to apparel. It shifted into relaxed, everyday, casual wear.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And we are seeing that exact same structural evolution right now with latex, which the public largely perceives as, well, exclusively femme, hyper-restrictive, and honestly, a nightmare to get into.
And that historical jump from armor to apparel is exactly what Ardor is trying to replicate. Because, I mean, latex notoriously sticks to itself in the skin.
Oh yeah, wearing it usually requires talcum powder or like specialized dressing aids, right?
Right, exactly. But Ardor is changing the actual mechanics of the garments. They're cutting the fabric into oversized silhouettes, creating a looser drape that actually allows air to flow.
Wow. So we're talking about oversized latex t-shirts, tank tops with crew necks, and even high-waisted wide leg shorts in a three-quarter length.
Yeah, and the colors are super subdued too. Lots of smoky blacks and metallic finishes.
So they aren't just making it bigger, they're structurally designing it so the material doesn't cling to you.
What's fascinating here is the underlying design
How
ethos.
so?
Well, by removing that physical friction, these baggy, loose-fitting items act as accessible entry points. They're explicitly meant for comfort, even in July.
In July, wow.
Yeah, and they're intended to pair effortlessly with your everyday denim jeans or cotton joggers. It takes a demanding material and makes it completely casual.
But here's where it gets really interesting. I have to challenge this idea of true accessibility.
Okay, go for it.
Sure, the physical fit is casual and easy, but we are still talking about luxury price points here. You're dropping a couple of hundred euros just for a pair of wide leg shorts.
Right, they're not exactly budget friendly.
Exactly. Doesn't that high barrier to entry inherently prevent this from becoming true everyday streetwear for you and me?
Well, I'm going to push back on that a bit.
Yeah.
Look at the broader luxury streetwear market.
Like Balenciaga and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Brands like that routinely sell basic cotton t-shirts for 500 euros or more, and those absolutely dominate street culture.
That's a fair point.
Right, accessibility in streetwear isn't always about a low price tag. It's about the ease of the silhouette. The fact that you don't need a gallon of dressing aid to put on these shorts is what makes them accessible to the culture.
Okay, fair point on the luxury streetwear precedent. But if we accept that the price isn't the primary barrier, that brings up the question of who is actually buying these pieces.
Yeah, and looking at the storefront data, it's not just the guys looking for an entry into latex.
Right. The menswear latex market is historically vastly underserved compared to women's apparel.
Totally. But because Ardor made these garments so simple and baggy, they're suddenly doubling as unisex apparel.
And this is my favorite part of the data. Women are specifically buying up these black, oversized menswear tees.
Yeah, and why do you think that is?
Because historically, women's latex is relentlessly skin tight. It's hypersexualized and completely restrictive.
Exactly. By crossing over to the men's section, they get that cool, shiny latex aesthetic, but in a low-effort, anti-tight fit.
Which makes total sense.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this small introductory range is doing something vital.
Yeah.
It's providing the validation needed to mature the masculine latex market as a whole, sure, but it's also exposing a huge gap in the women's market for relaxed, non-restrictive cuts.
Right. By proving that latex doesn't have to be skin tight to be stylish, it opens the door for a complete reimagining of how we wear the fabric across the board.
Exactly.
So what does this all mean? The Ardor has successfully taken a notoriously stubborn material and blended it with relaxed streetwear silhouettes.
Yeah, they've created an accessible conversation starter that you can genuinely just throw on with a pair of jeans.
Right.
They've proven that the limitations of a fabric are usually just limitations in our imagination of how it should be cut, treated, and styled.
Which leaves a pretty fascinating question for you to ponder. If a material world famous for being hyper-restrictive can be successfully reimagined as comfortable, baggy summer wear, what other heavily stereotyped fabrics are just waiting for a structural redesign to completely disrupt your everyday wardrobe?